And if you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. All summer long, we're asking filmmakers, actors and writers and directors about the movies that have changed their lives, the ones they could watch a million times, including this one from the creator of Friday Night Lights.
Hi, my name's Peter Berg. I'm a director, and my most favorite film, the one I watch over and over and can't not watch whenever it's on, is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, directed by Milos Forman, starring Jack Nicholson and Louise Fletcher. I first saw the film, gosh, I'm going to say 12 or 13. I'm not great with dates. I was young. I mean, it was kind of by accident. My parents, for whatever reason, thought I could handle it, and Cuckoo's Nest just hit me like a freight train. 98% of it takes place on the ward of the psych unit.
Medication time.
This group of kind of colorful characters inhabit this ward, and the ward is led by this character named Nurse Ratchet.
Good morning, Miss Ratchet.
Good morning.
And into this world comes this force of life, Jack Nicholson and his characters, Randall McMurphy.
Randall Patrick McMurphy. What can you tell me about why you've been sent over here?
I don't know. What's it say there?
He's in trouble, and so he figures he's going to take the easy way out and pretend that he's crazy, do 6 months in this cushy mental institution, and get out. And it doesn't go that way. He ends up getting very involved and caught up in the system, and his natural spirit can't tolerate that system.
The chief voted. Now, will you please turn the television set on?
Mr. McMurphy, the meeting was adjourned and the vote was closed.
But the vote was 10-8. The chief, he's got his hand up. Look.
No, Mr. McMurphy. When the meeting was adjourned, the vote was 9-9.
He goes to war with the system.
Ah, come on. You're not going to say that now. You're not going to say that now. Now, when the vote, the chief just voted, it was 10-9. Now, I want that television set turned on right now.
It was sort of like, F the system, you know? Even in my young mind, at that time, it started landing.
Grab the fence here. Right here, Chief. Strong.
My favorite sequence in that film probably is the fishing boat sequence. From the moment Nicholson escapes, climbs over the fence, shimmies down the tree, steals the bus.
Hey, what the hell's going on here?
This crazy, crazy scene on a fishing boat. That was my favorite scene.
What are you doing on this boat?
We're going fishing.
Not on this boat. You're not going fishing on this boat.
We're from the state mental institution. This is Dr. Cheswick, Dr. Tabor, Dr. Fredrickson.
How about you? Who are you?
Oh, I'm Dr. McMurphy, R.P. McMurphy.
Last March, I turned 50, and I showed it to my son, who's 12, and he and I watched
wait, together.
And he was really into it. He was just laughing and so caught up in the kind of genius magic of the fact that somehow these guys had pulled this off. That was kind of my favorite birthday. You know, it was just very low key. We just had dinner and then we watched One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest together.
That's director Peter Berg talking about the movie he could watch a million times, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Berg is best known for Friday Night Lights, both the film and the TV show. His new movie, Battleship, is in theaters now.